All right, let's get after it. Come on now. Hour number three. Lots to get done. In fact, most of the things that I want to talk about, I still have not gotten to yet, so it's going to be a really good hour. Program brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. The one thing I did want to get to is what I led the show with, and that's the LA Lakers. In a must-win situation, they hit rock bottom. They get beaten by the Suns on Saturday night, a 12-win team. We hit that at the top of hour number one. I still want to get to the NFL Combine and more, but as promised, we start hour number three by talking hockey. We are joined by the head coach of the San Jose Sharks. Fourth season with the Sharks. Led them to 98 points or more in each of the last three seasons. San Jose is currently second in the Pacific. They're hosting Montreal on Thursday night. Peter DeBoer is my guest. Peter, it's good to have you on the show. How are you?
Great, Jim. Big fan of yours. I have been for a long time.
Well, that's nice. Peter, I appreciate you saying that. Really nice to have you on. I've been looking to do this for a long time. So let me start with last night's game. You beat Chicago 5-2, Peter, and maybe you didn't get the start that you would have liked, and that road trip might have actually caught up a little bit last night in your first game back. But how pleased were you then with the way your guys finished and came back in the third period?
I was very happy. You know what? We just went through an Eastern road trip. We ended in Boston. It's a 7 or 8 hour flight back for us to San Jose, and got off the plane and had Chicago waiting here with a real hungry young team that's fighting for a playoff spot. So I knew it would be a little bit of a trap game, and it took us a couple periods to get going, but we found a way, and I thought Chicago played an excellent game, and obviously with Taves and Kane and some of those elite players, they're dangerous every night. But we're a little banged up, but we found a way to win a real important game this time of year for us.
You know, Peter, you guys are a little bit banged up. In fact, let me ask you about Brent Burns. He's been dealing with the flu. Obviously, it's something you want to be conscious of, but at the same time, when you've got a competitor like that, how hard is it to sit him, especially when you know he wants to be out there?
Well, it's almost impossible. I mean, especially since Erik Karlsson, our other Norris Trophy-winning defenseman, is out of the lineup with a groin injury. You know, I think Burnsy, I probably would have forced him to sit, considering what he was dealing with if Karlsson was healthy. But Karlsson's out, so I think Burnsy gutted it out. And he's one of those elite athletes that if he's going to dress, you're not going to limit his minutes. He's going to play and give you what he's got. And sure enough, you know, he found a way to get our offense sparked and play his typical 25 minutes of important ice for us.
Sharks head coach Peter DeBoer, my guest. Since you mentioned Karlsson, let me ask you about him. You know, he's been out for the last couple of games, but if you go back to when you got him in September, you knew before he came in you had one of the best defensemen on the planet. But what's it been like working with him, and might he be even better than you thought?
He is better than I thought, and that's high praise, because I knew, you know, I saw firsthand how elite this guy was. You know, when he's on, he played 2 months of hockey in December and January before he got hurt, where he controlled the game, you know, like a point guard in basketball, you know, for most of the night in those games when he was on the ice, and slowed it down and sped it up when he wanted to. He's just one of those unique athletes that has that ability, and we miss him in our lineup. Thankfully, Burnsy's taken his game to another level in his absence, and we've got a group of depth defensemen there that I think have really stepped up and filled that void as well as we can. But we need him back for the playoffs, and you know, if we're going to go on any kind of run, he's going to be a big part of that.
You know, Peter, elite to me is the word. You've been around the game a long time. You've been around a lot of elite players. What is it about elite players that makes them elite? In other words, is it just about talent, or is it about their approach to the game and their mentality?
It's all of the above, and I'm fortunate enough here. I would put Brent Burns, Erik Karlsson in that category. We also have Joe Thornton here, who's almost 40 years old. He's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer, just past Gordie Howe on the assist list for all time in the NHL, and he's elite too. And I think the one thing about all those guys, for me, is they love the game. They have a passion for it. They played, you know, in Jumbo's case, he's played 20 years in the league, and he's still the first guy in the weight room and at the rink. Loves the road trips, loves getting on the plane. you know, that stuff never gets old. And I think the other guys are the same. And the key thing is they make other people better. And I think that's the thing. There's a lot of really good players that in their own right can get out there and do their thing. But these guys, when they're on the ice, they make the other four guys on the ice better. And that's what separates them.
Yeah, I don't know what's more scary, Peter, the fact that we're talking about a guy being near 40 now, Jumbo, and he's passing Gordie Howe. I can remember when he came up.
Yeah.
And it does not feel like 20 years ago. The team also added Gus Nyquist from Detroit at the trade deadline. Talk about him for a minute. What do you like about his game?
You know what I like? I like just how solid he is. He's a little understated, but just does everything well. And I think that goes back to growing up in the Detroit culture. You know, great coaching from Babcock, and then following up here recently, and then obviously they've won a lot there over the last 10 years that he was there. Jeff Blashill recently as his coach, but he started with Blash in the American League with Detroit. So this guy's been well coached for his entire career at the NHL level. Played on winning teams, knows what it takes to play deep into the playoffs and the little things and the details of the game that are important at that time of year. So, you know, he fits with our group. He's a good player, and he's going to really help us.
Peter DeBoer joining us for a few more moments. You know, one thought about Blashill, since you mentioned him. I know, or reportedly, you had a conversation with him at the time of that trade. Was that conversation helpful to you? Like, what do you guys talk about?
You know what? It really, when our trade deadline, there's only 20 games left in the season and the playoffs. So it just gave me a head start on getting to know the player. You think you can get to know a player in a game or two, but it takes longer than that as a coach, you know, to find out what works for him. You know, can he handle being pushed hard? Do you need to pat him on the back more than kick him in the you know what? You know, it was invaluable, that conversation, because it really gave me a head start on Gus as a player, what to look for when he's playing well or when he's playing poorly. You know, what are the areas that I need to really push him to work at? You know, that typically takes a year to figure out on a player. And you know what, a conversation like that with a guy who's coached him for 7 or 8 years, you can really get a running start on it, and it was invaluable for me.
And then, Peter, you've got a guy in Charlie Townsend who has played a really key role behind the scenes. He started out in the organization as a video coach back in the day, and now he works with you and the coaches with analytics, advanced metrics, and numbers. How do you go about taking that information and then incorporating that into what you're doing as a head coach?
Well, that's the new age of sports now.
Right.
Is the analytics angle to everything, and the tracking. We had all our players tracked at the All-Star game, you know, where they're actually tracking how many miles they've skated at what speed. So, you know, it's gathering all that information, and you need somebody with a hockey mind and a hockey knowledge to take that data and sift through it and find out what's important for you and your team and your staff and the identity of your team. And I think Charlie does that. He's got a great combination of having played and also the analytics piece of it. And I think that's obviously where all sport is going, is how we deal with the immense amount of data that we're all getting now as coaches on the game and our players.
You know, the final thought, and I bring that up because of that very reason. We see it in every single sport. But then from talking to one NHL coach to another, the one thing that keeps coming up, Peter, and you know this as well as anybody, it's a funny game now. It's a funny game in the sense that the puck can take really funny bounces that you simply cannot account for. As a head coach, then, how do you find that right balance of preparing and taking all that data, all that intel, and then knowing that things are just going to happen that there's no way you could ever prepare for?
Yeah, that's a great point, and that's the great line you have to walk as a coach, and I really think that's experience. You know, I think there's nothing more important than your eye test and the experience of knowing exactly that there's a lot of things you can't explain, and there's a lot of analytics out there that don't matter. So, you know, I think experience teaches you that, and I think for all young coaches out there, you know, you have to really force yourself to walk that line where you're using your instincts and your eyes as much or more than you're using the data they're giving you.
He is the head coach of the San Jose Sharks. Once again, has led them to 98 points or more in each of the last three seasons. San Jose is at home against Montreal on Thursday. Peter, glad we could finally do it. So nice to have you on the program. Thank you very much. Good luck to you.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. You too.
Peter DeBoer. Talking hockey intelligently on this show, as we always do.
Hockey.
And not just during the postseason. We are ramping up. Love the NHL. One of the reasons I love the NHL, I love the sport. Still the best spectator sport there is in person. Good access. Good access. So many head coaches in the NHL will not only come on, but give you really good access, really good interviews. So if you're one of those people that likes that sport, respects that sport, knows that sport, know that I will always treat it with the right respect.